Good morning, and we welcome back to the Daily Pod the superintendent of the Batesville Community School Corporation, Mr. Paul Ketchum. Good morning to you, Paul.
Tom, good morning. Good seeing you again, my friend.
Likewise. And of course, it is, as I've talked about with some of your peers around southeastern Indiana, January is Board Reorganization Month, and this month, no exception, and rather significant with the Batesville School Board.
Yeah, so most of our listeners might not know, but every January we have to reorganize and reappoint board officers, and I've been very fortunate to work with a tremendous board. January, ironically, is Board Appreciation Month, so thank you to all the board members who serve our community. But Jeremy Raver has been our board president for the previous 8 years, and that role has transitioned to Mike Ballmer. So Mike Ballmer is the BCSE board president for 2024, and Stephanie Davidson is the vice president. Again, we have five tremendous board members and looking forward to our continued growth and expansion of programming with the support of our board. So a little note to our listeners about that change.
All right. And then Mr. Ballmer and Ms. Davidson move up one position from last year?
They do. Mike was the vice president to Jeremy Raver. And again, I want to thank Jeremy. He's been the only board president I've known. Came to Batesville 8 years ago, so he's been a tremendous leader, resource, and all those things. But Mike Ballmer is excited about the opportunity. So Mike will be in the president's chair, run the board meetings. And Stephanie Davidson is the vice president. And if for some reason Mike is not available for a board meeting, she would then run the meetings.
And board secretary?
Board secretary is Sean Townsley. And Sean has been on the board. He's probably one of the newer members. So excited about having Sean. And again, you know, broken record, but I don't think people understand the importance of having a cohesive board who makes big decisions for the right reasons for our students and our staff. And again, it's I hate to say thankless job, but there's not a lot of compensation. In fact, the hours they spend, they probably pay us money back right out of their pockets for the amount of time and energy they spend on our school. But again, appreciate our board. Our board allows us to move forward at the expectation our community expects.
And then also in personnel items, one particular, you have a new director of health and wellness.
Yeah, so Carly Weiler is our new director of health and wellness, and she's replacing longtime director of health of Gayla Vonderhyde. And you and I talked off air that the school nurse role and the services that we provide our students is just exponentially larger than it was 20 years ago, even 10 years ago, 5 years prior to COVID. There is so much more that goes into our health clinics. And health and wellness is the whole child, you know, mental health, physical health. We provide, you know, daily medications to students. We provide medical procedures, whether it's, you know, feeding tubes or other things that occur on a daily basis in our buildings. So Carly Weiler comes with us with a fantastic resume. She has two children. She's married to a Batesville High School graduate, Matt Weiler. So we're excited to have those Bulldogs back in our community, making a difference for our staff and students.
And also in the an item that we had in the news recently, the latchkey is transitioning.
Yeah, we take a lot of pride and have a community-connected approach to resources in our community. And the YMCA is a fantastic resource, and we've had some great conversations and informally entered an MOU with Southeastern Indiana YMCA. Tara Britton, their chief executive officer, was at our board meeting to talk about that transition. And it will transition in name from latchkey to YPAC, i.e. like a pack of Bulldogs, right? The YMCA pack. But other than that, you know, it's on our campuses. It'll look like latchkey. It'll feel like latchkey, with the exception we bring the YMCA's expertise, programming, professionals. There's just a lot more probably benefits to our students as far as programming. There's also a lot more benefit to those employees who work at the YPAC after school program. They now have access to Y memberships and can work during the summertime. And again, it just made sense. Sometimes you look at a community partner and you're like, is this going to be a good partnership? But I'm very confident that this will be a very robust partnership. So now as families look to register for next fall into the latchkey/YPAC program, there'll be a link that'll direct them to the YMCA website. They'll compensate the YMCA. They'll notify the YMCA when students aren't at YPAC. But again, it's on our campus at Batesville Primary School. It'll look and feel very similar to what it does currently.
Now, as far as staffing is concerned, will this be the Y taking it over? Will it be the school corporation, or will it be a combination of the two?
No, great question. So currently the latchkey program is an internal BCSC program where we hire the employees, we compensate the employees, we manage the program, we buy the after-school food, snacks, and all those things. That will transition solely to the YMCA's responsibility. So their employees will have YMCA shirts on. They'll use the YMCA resources to purchase the food. And again, we're great partners. They'll store the food in our refrigerators, in our cabinets. So again, it'll be their program on our campus, and that means kids win.
All right, very good. So with that, we're going to go ahead and take a quick time out. We'll continue our conversation with Batesville School Superintendent Paul Ketchum right after this.
Don't adjust your radio. The sound that you hear is your stomach. You're having trouble focusing. You can't recall your last meal. You're trapped in the hunger zone. The solution, Batesville To Go. Let To Go deliver a hot, fresh meal to your home or office whenever hunger strikes. To Go delivers the best food from local restaurants. Visit us online at togodelivers.com or call us at 812-727-8800. Batesville To Go. Big city convenience, small town taste.
And welcome back as we continue our visit with Paul Ketchum. He, of course, is the superintendent of the Batesville Community School Corporation. And as we look back at the Monday night school board meeting, and also as far as the action items were concerned, the board had one in particular, the transfer student deadline.
Yeah, Tom, no, great question. Again, we statutorily, you know, there's a lot of rules in school corporations. Our board has to approve a date that we can accept transfer students. Transfer students are those students who do not live within the Batesville Community School Corporation boundaries. And after August 1st, we can no longer accept those transfers under our school corporation. So just so all listeners know, if you're interested in transferring or coming to become a Bulldog, you have to begin that process and be approved that process prior to August 1st, 2024. So again, that's an awareness for people to understand that there is a deadline for you to come to Batesville Schools, and that date is August 1st.
All right. And then also had a donation that was accepted.
Again, I sound like a broken record. We live in a fantastic, welcoming, supportive community. There was an individual family who reached out to Batesville Schools and said, hey, for the holidays, we'd like to clear all lunch balances at Batesville Primary School. So again, we have to, for when we're audited from the State Board of Accounts, we have to publicly accept all donations. So over $800 was donated to clear out a lot of lunch balances at Batesville Primary School to return those to zero balances. And again, just a very thankful to that family and thankful to our community who supports and lifts up all of our children.
All right. And then, of course, this is something that we talked about earlier, School Board Appreciation Month.
You know, it is, I said earlier in this interview that it is a thankless job. People don't really know how much time and energy it takes to be a good board member at Batesville Schools. Our board always goes above and beyond. Whenever I need them to meet, whenever I need their input, whenever they have input for me, always willing to have that communication. So January has been identified through the Indiana School Board Association as School Board Appreciation Month. So I'm taking the time right now on the airwaves of WRBI to publicly thank the Batesville Community School Corporation board members, all they do for supporting me as a superintendent, supporting our staff, and most importantly, supporting our students.
All right. Well, very good. And appreciate all the school board members who step up to the plate and take part and put themselves out there. And, you know, that's a great thing. That's what makes Southeastern Indiana great, and Batesville in particular. And with that, Paul Ketchum, superintendent of the Batesville Community School Corporation. As always, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you for coming in. Stay well. And look forward to talking with you again down the road.
Tom, thank you so much. And as always, go Bulldogs.